The decline of the Apalachicola Bay has long been blamed on increased water use upstream in Georgia. Critics also blame the Army Corps of Engineers for holding water in Lakes Lanier and Seminole, not letting enough run downstream to feed the Apalachicola Bay. But not everyone believes the bay's problems are entirely the fault of water management policies. Lynn Hatter continues this report.
The floodplain itself is drying out.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have been at odds about water use for more than 25 years. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers are both in Georgia, and they feed Florida's Apalachicola. Apalachicola Riverkeeper Dan Tonsmeyer says the legal fights continue.
So that's why we're part of the United States of America, is that when you have, whether it's a road or a river, when they cross state boundaries, federal law rules. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're in the Supreme Court.
Tonsmeyer's job is to monitor the health of the Apalachicola system. And he says Georgia has resisted working with Florida on the water distribution issue. He, along with several other local and state officials and scientists, have been subpoenaed in the latest legal challenge. The fights go back decades. In 1946, Congress authorized two dams along the Chattahoochee, Lake Lanier, and southern Georgia's Lake Seminole. Back then, fishermen warned of problems, but by the 1960s, the region was experiencing an extended wet period, and no issues emerged. Then, in 1981, a drought came. Retired Florida State University ecologist Skip Livingston says the present collapse of the bay is not a surprise. The federal government predicted the droughts in the early 1980s.
And everything that we predicted in that written report came true. We lost the oysters, we lost the fishes, we lost the blue crabs, we lost the shrimp, all of which were the major fisheries of that region.
Livingston says the cause is climate change. While the region has always had periods of drought, a climate shift happened in the 1980s. That coincided with a rise in water consumption and agricultural use in Georgia. Dams hindered the natural flood cycles that are key to getting essential nutrients into the bay for animals to feed. The droughts got longer, and they got worse, causing the bay to lose some of its ability to snap back each time. In 1990, Florida sued Georgia following a three-year drought cycle, but that one was minor compared to the record lows between 1999 and 2002. There's a rule of thumb that says for each drought, it takes 3 years to see a recovery. Another drought hit in 2006, and the bay had barely gotten back to a normal level when in 2010, another disaster struck, the BP oil spill.
BP must pay Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, and Louisiana nearly $19 billion.
BP's oil spill devastated broad swaths of the Gulf Coast. And while 5 years on, much of the region looks good as new, the recovery in some ways is just beginning.
The Oil Spill Economic Recovery Task Force is made up of 28 lawmakers, state agency heads, and business and tourism leaders from Northwest Florida.
Fear of oil reaching the bay led the state to allow more oyster harvesting. The result was a near depletion of the prized bivalve. 2 years later, the worst drought ever struck the bay. The 2012 drought was so bad that in August of 2013, the federal government declared a fishery disaster. For people like Livingston, who fought hard to protect the bay from development, its critical condition is heartbreaking to see.
While we protected it from everything else, we were not able to protect it from the climate change that is occurring right now.
Nearly 70 years after Congress authorized the dams on the Chattahoochee, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is attempting to finalize a water use plan, but it's not being met with enthusiasm. A draft of the proposal would allow more water use for Georgia. Florida's congressional delegation opposes it. North Florida Congresswoman Gwen Graham recently discussed the issue while visiting the region for a prescribed burn.
This is just the first step. This is just the draft environmental impact statement. There's a long process that we still have to go through.
The Apalachicola Bay is a federal estuary sanctuary, a designation Livingston and others fought for back in the 1970s. There's little development or agriculture in the area. But now Livingston sees those efforts at preservation failing, and he says he doesn't know how much more the Apalachicola Bay can take before it can no longer recover. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.